let's hear these crazy breakup stories. How did it come to an end? How were you broken up? 833-563-2539. Was it like this?
So, Carrie, what was your news?
Oh, Berger broke up with me on a Post-it.
On a Post-it?
Uh-huh. Yep. Read it and weep, my friends.
Nice.
Weak sauce. That's from Sex and the City. That was a classic episode.
I'm trying to think, like, I've never really had anybody break up with me. They kind of ghosted me. Like, usually it was 2 or 3 weeks after a concert came through town, and we were dating, and I had tickets to that.
People, I feel like, are so cowardly these days. They will just ghost left and right.
People have always been cowardly. It's just a different way to do it.
Yeah, but I just, what's wrong? But you know what? Actually, I feel like when people ghost you like that, they're doing you a favor because they are not the one and you're wasting your time.
We're doing you a favor right now, give you the chance to call this person out. I mean, you can, I really don't want to say their full name, but you can say their first name and tell us, how did they break up with you? Or maybe it was just a crazy situation when the breakup happened. Like, I personally love the public breakups where it's like, you're breaking up with me? Yeah, you're crazy. Oh, I'm crazy, huh?
One of my best friends, he broke up with her and they were like gonna meet each other's families and stuff. He texted her the peace out emoji and
deuces.
That was it. And he's not 12.
He's 14.
No, but I was like, are you like, bye, he did you a favor. But Liv, didn't you say that one of your friends found out she was broken up with because the guy like had a new girl?
Yeah,
and that's
so
how she found out.
Surprise!
So I had a friend that was dating a guy, and they dated for 4 years, and it was like kind of on and off, and there would be patches of it that were very like kind of rocky. Mm-hmm. And they were still, though, they were dating, and they got into like a huge fight, and they gave each other silent treatment for like a week or a week and a half or 2 weeks or something like that. But that's very normal, and then they'll come by and be like, I'm sorry, babe, whatever, I've missed you. So like a week and a half goes by, they are still giving each other silent treatment. She still thinks they're dating and probably going to get married one day. And then she finds out that he's dating a new girl, is in a relationship with a new girl. And she's like, well, I guess we're broken up then.
I mean, that was a crystal clear sign. So one of my guy friends was like, if he is not communicating with you, if he's like peaced out and you're like still kind of waiting around, like just thinking, oh, we're doing silent treatment. This is my friend Dean. He's like, that man is preoccupied, meaning he's already like gone on to the next. He's like with another woman.
Yeah, I would say your friend's telling the truth, not to pull back the curtain too much.
Bro code.
The life of a dude. 833-563-2539. We're giving you your chance to tell us about the crazy breakup story. How did it end, whether it was your friend or you?
My freshman year of high school, was dating a guy, and it was my very first boyfriend, and I was so scared to break up with him. So I just left him a voicemail on his
what
cell phone.
Did it
and
say?
That's how I was like, hey, like, I'm so sorry, like, I couldn't catch you,
it's
even though I was
you.
So happy.
It's me.
He was in football practice, so I knew he wouldn't answer the phone.
So you get the voicemail, and you're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yeah. And I'm like, I just don't think it's working out anymore. I think you're so great, but, like, I just really think we should just be friends. Like, you're a great person, but I've got to go. And I just hung up. And all my friends were around, like all my girlfriends were like laughing, but like trying to be quiet in the background.
Wow.
One of my worst moments.
Aww.
All right. Well, if you've got one of those, we want to hear about it next on Joe McKenzie.